everybody in full excitement, pomp and joy, happiness, boasting and bragging. Today is the day of excitement. And one side is Musa alayhi salatu was salam, Harun alayhi salatu was salam. Can we imagine? They are outnumbered. The whole crowd is going with the magicians in favor of Fir'aun, in favor of the magicians. Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salatu was salam, dressed in their simple garb, dressed in their simple dressing and appearance. Nevertheless, the appointed time comes, the day comes, and the time is there. Let us focus on that place. Physically, we cannot be there, but mentally, let us put ourselves there. Two people on one side. Outwardly, they are in minority, but because they have Allah with them, they are in majority. The ulama have written, it was the day of excitement for everyone in Egypt. It was the day of challenge between Haqq and Batil. And the magicians come. Kharaju, they come out, بِخُيَلَائِهِمْ وَفَخْرِهِمْ, with great pride and great determination. Kharaju fi مَلَابِسَ مُلَوَّنَةٍ وَخَرَجُوا يَحْمِلُونَ الْعِصِيَّ وَالْحِبَالِ. They also came with sticks and ropes and came in very fancy dressing. Kharaju يَضْحَكُونَ وَيَمْرَحُونَ, boasting and bragging. And what was the statement on their tongues? أَيَّوْمَ يَوْمُ الْفَنِّ أَيَّوْمَ يَرَى الْمَلِكُ صَنِيعَنَا أَيَّوْمَ يَرَى الْقَوْمُ فَضْلَنَا. Today the nation will be compelled to acknowledge our virtue, and the king will have to accept and acknowledge our profession. Everybody will realize how professional we are. They come, and the time has come. It is about to commence. Allahu Akbar. Musa alayhi salatu was salam, who is a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whose motive and his object is to present the da'wat of Allah at every time. Before it actually commences, and before the challenge and the competition takes place, Musa alayhi salatu was salam gives them one final warning. And Musa alayhi salatu was salam tells them, قال لهم موسى ويلكم لا تفتروا على الله كذبا فيسحتكم بعذاب وقد خاب من افترى ويلكم woe be unto you. لا تفتروا على الله كذبا. Do not invent a lie against Allah. Do not challenge the truth. This is the truth, and what you have come with is batil. ما جئتم به السحر. You have evil powers, and I have the power of Allah. إن الله سيبطل. Allah will destroy it. إن الله لا يصلح عمل المفسدين. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنِ افْتَرَى. And that person will see failure in this world and in the akhirat, who challenges and who wish to compete with the knowledge of Allah Pak, and to wishes to compete with the truth. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned this, there was a bit of fear and there was a bit of uncertainty and uneasiness amongst the magicians. So immediately they held a meeting. The Quran makes mention of the very same thing. فَتَنَازَعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ وَأَسَرُّ النَّجْوَى. فَتَنَازَعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ وَأَسَرُّ النَّجْوَى. But can we imagine now, they were being affected by the words of Musa alayhi salam, but the crowd is moving with them, and people are moving in favor of them. People are raising the voices, and they are voting, and they are supporting the magicians. Now at that time, for them to withdraw, or for them to turn on in favor of Musa alayhi salatu was salam, when the whole crowd has gathered, people have come early. So the Quran says they started debating amongst themselves. تَنَازَعَ يَتَنَازَعُ. They started arguing and debating amongst themselves. That what do you think? This person is saying that we shouldn't challenge him, and he is a Nabi. And some of them felt that no, he must be a Nabi, because a magician won't say this. He would try and impress us with his magic. وَأَسَرُّ النَّجْوَى. However, they kept their matter secret, and they did not reveal it. Finally, they decided and they concluded that no. قالوا إن هذان لساحران يريدان أن يخرجاكم من أرضكم بسحرهما. That it looks like this was the now the on what they unanimously agreed, that these are two magicians and the object is to drive you out of the land of Egypt with their magic. وينهبا بطريقتكم المثلى, and overpower your noble method. مثلى in Arabic, it is اسم التفضيل, it is the مؤنث, it is the feminine sigha of the word amthal, and amthal is bamana ashraf, your noble and your good way. And what is that noble way? That is you accept and you believe in Fir'aun as your king and as your deity. They want to overpower, they want to impress the residents of Egypt with this theory of theirs. So the way we look at it, the best way is, now when people have gathered here and the whole crowd is in favor of you, everybody is supporting you, why not take advantage of the opportunity and let's oppose it and show them how we can impress them with our magic and with our profession. Of course, they had their own ulterior motives as well, as the Quran makes mention. فَلَمَّا جَاءَ السَّحَرَةُ قَالُوا لِفِرْعَوْنَ أَإِنَّ لَنَا لَأَجْرًا إِن كُنَّا نَحْنُ الْغَالِبِينَ. O Fir'aun, verily we have come because you have called us and you have told us to challenge this person. But tell us in the process if we gain victory. And we are victorious, and these two magicians, na'uzu billah, referring to Musa alayhi salatu wassalam and Harun alayhi salam, are defeated. Would you reimburse us? Would you reward us? Would you pay us? Well, what would be our situation in the setup if we are victorious? Well, you know, would there be any returns for us? Monetary, of course. So Fir'aun said, قَالَ نَعَمْ وَإِنَّكُمْ إِذًا لَّمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. Of course, there's nothing to question about, without doubt. And what is the present? You will get the greatest present that any king can give to anyone. You will be blessed with my closeness. You will be made close to me. And what greater thing can you have? وَهَذِهِ هِيَ جَائِزَةُ الْمُلُوكِ. The ulama have written, that is how kings deceive and thrill people, that you will be given a post. We will upgrade you in the government level. We will give you this post, we will give you this position. And to gain that position, they got ready. This was very exciting and was very tempting and very enticing for them. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam has made the same dua. Oh Allah, I want that closeness of yours. His last words when leaving this dunya was, Allahumma fir rafiqil a'la. Oh Allah, in that high abode, close to you, oh Allah. And what did he say? Few couplets of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam I'll share with you on this occasion. Laytaka tahlu wal hayatu mariratun, wa laytaka tarda wal anamu ghidabu, wa layta alladhi bayni wa baynaka amiru, wa bayni wa baynal alameen kharabu. فَإِنْ صَحَّ مِنْكَ الْوُدُّ فَالْكُلُّ هَيِّنُوا وَكُلُّ الَّذِي فَوْقَ التُّرَابِ تُرَابُ. Oh my Lord, how I wish I can gain thy closeness. Oh Allah, how I wish I can be endowed and blessed with your taqarrub and your closeness, even if it is at the cost of severing ties with the creation, oh Allah. How I wish, oh Allah, my relation between you can become sweet, even if it means at the cost of my relation becoming sour with the entire creation. فَإِنْ صَحَّ مِنْكَ الْوُدُّ فَالْكُلُّ هَيِّنُوا وَكُلُّ الَّذِي فَوْقَ التُّرَابِ تُرَابُ. If your pleasure is confirmed, then what more do I need, oh Allah? And this is what Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on the occasion of Ta'if, when he returned, and they criticized him, they rebuked him, they inconvenienced Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, oh Allah, illam yakun bika ghadabun alayya fala ubali ghayra anna rahmataka hiya awsa'u li. Oh Allah, if you are not upset and angry with me and displeased with me in this condition, then this is enough for me. However, your kindness is most encompassing and most beneficial, Allah. So, oh Allah, my focus is that you have to be pleased with me. That is why Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْ كُنْتُ مُتَّخِذًا خَلِيلًا غَيْرَ رَبِّي لَاتَّخَذْتُ أَبَا بَكْرٍ خَلِيلًا. If I have to choose anyone or select anyone for my friendship but besides my Allah, I would have chosen Abu Bakr. However, the connection and the link and the bond that I have between me and my Allah has covered my heart so much that only Allah and Allah is in my heart. Abu Bakr is my beloved. Abu Bakr is my companion. Abu Bakr is my sahabi. But in my heart, only Allah. لَا يَسَعُنِي أَرْضِي وَلَا Allah says, with my grandeur and my might, I cannot fit in the skies and the earth. But the heart of the believer can expand so much that Allah says, I can descend in totality in that heart. But of course, that heart has to be clean. If that heart is dirty, if that heart has the napak love of napak things of this dunya, the filthy love, polluted heart, how can Allah Pak come in this filthy heart? You and I will not drink in a dirty glass. We will not sleep on a dirty bed, and we will not drive a dirty car. How can Allah Pak come in a dirty heart? Nevertheless, this is how Fir'aun tempted them, and they got ready. So they come out in front. Everybody is present. They were happy and content with the gift and the present that Fir'aun had promised, and that is, if you are victorious, you will become part of me and I will become part of you. The entire congregation has been gathered. Let's focus. Let us just have pin drop silence and let's focus on this situation. Thousands have gathered. Allah Pak is watching everything. Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam is on one side. And can we imagine the entire crowd in favor of Fir'aun? Allahu Akbar. But Allah Pak is with those that have haq. In a very boasting and in a very arrogant method, they approach Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. And what do they tell Musa alayhi salam? قالوا يا موسى إما أن تلقي وإما أن نكون أول من ألقى. They gathered their selves. فَأَجْمِعُوا كَيْدَكُمْ ثُمَّ أَتُوا صَفَّا. And they made themselves creating an awe onto the crowd and onto the masses. وَقَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْيَوْمَ مَنِ اسْتَعْلَى. And hoping that they are going to be victorious, knowing very well that the one that will overpower today and the one that will be victorious, he indeed is the successful one. So they approached Musa alayhi salam and they said, قَالُوا يَا مُوسَىٰ إِمَّا أَن تُلْقِيَ وَإِمَّا أَن نَكُونَ أَوَّلَ مَنْ أَلْقَىٰ. O Moses, the choice is yours. We are ready and we are totally calm. We have absolutely nothing to worry about. If you want, you throw first, or if you want, we'll throw first. Nothing to worry about. We are totally confident, showing that they are very independent, very arrogant, very proud, and totally confident. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam seen that they were confident and they had this arrogance, he said, well, since you are ready and you are very confident, go ahead. Why are you waiting? So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam tells them, قَالَ بَلْ أَلْقُوا. Musa alayhi salam said, no, rather you throw. فَإِذَا حِبَالُهُمْ وَعِصِيُّهُمْ يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ سِحْرِهِمْ أَنَّهَا تَسْعَى. Allah says, suddenly, إِذَا مُفَاجَأَتْ, suddenly, their ropes and their sticks had been turned and converted into magic. يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ سِحْرِهِمْ. And it appeared to Musa alayhi salam as though there were snakes that were running. Now this is one form of magic which the Quran makes mention. وَسَحَرُوا أَعْيُنَ النَّاسِ وَاسْتَرْهَبُوهُمْ وَجَاءُوا بِسِحْرٍ عَظِيمٍ. The magic that they had learned, or the art that they were familiar was, they had bewitched the eyes of people. وَاسْتَرْهَبُوهُمْ. And they had struck terror into the hearts of all the crowd and all the masses. And the Quran makes acknowledgement, وَجَاءُوا بِسِحْرٍ عَظِيمٍ. And without a shadow of doubt, they displayed great magic. وَرَأَ النَّاسُ عَجَبًا. People were surprised, people were shocked. حَيَّاتٌ تَسْعَى فِي الْمَيْدَانِ. Thousands of snakes running in all directions. وَدُّهِشَ النَّاسُ وَتَرَاجَعُوا إِلَى الْخَلْفِ. People started withdrawing and moving to the back. The only thing that you will hear, حَيَّات, حَيَّات, snakes, be careful, be careful, watch out, هَتُوا, بَچُوا. صَاحَتِ النِّسَاءُ وَبَكَتِ الْأَطْفَالِ. Children are screaming, women are crying, حَيَّات, حَيَّات. There's pandrop silence. Firaun is happy, the magicians are happy, the crowd are clapping hands in joy and excitement at the same time. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is watching this as a human, not exempted from human qualities. Can we imagine the entire crowd moving in that direction? Musa alayhi salam and Harun, one side, perhaps not even visible to the entire crowd, seeing that the people are impressed with what is happening, just as a human, not exempted from human qualities. What does Allah say? فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَىٰ. Musa alayhi salam conceived fear in himself. خَطَرَ بِبَالِ مُوسَىٰ خَاتِرُ خَوْفٍ. And it is just but correct that Musa alayhi salam fears. In the sense, this is those deciding moments. وَلَيْسَ غَلْبُ مُوسَى غَلْبُ رَجُلٍ بَلْ هُوَ غَلْبُ دِينٍ أَمَامَ مَلِكٍ. And remember, respected listeners, the defeat of Musa is not the defeat of an individual, but rather the defeat of truth before batil. Everybody has been impressed. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam has seen that the people have been impressed. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ شَجَّعَهُ. But Allah gave him that courage and that divine inspiration. And Allah told him, قُلْنَا لَا تَخَفْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْأَعْلَىٰ. O Musa, don't fear. Surely you will have the upper hand and we are with you. All the way we are with you, O Musa. We are going to turn the situation and the scenario in seconds. So just bear patiently and see how we are going to conduct everything. Immediately Allah inspires him via revelation. وَأَلْقِ مَا فِي يَمِينِكَ تَلْقَفْ مَا صَنَعُوا. Musa, go ahead. Now that they have been impressed, you have to impress them even more, and you will impress everyone. So what is it? Go ahead and throw what is in your right hand. تَلْقَفْ مَا صَنَعُوا. It will swallow whatever they have made. إِنَّمَا صَنَعُوا كَيْدُ سَاحِرٍ. They have evil power, and that evil power is istidraj. What they have made is but magic. وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُ حَيْثُ أَتَى. And it is Allah's promise that the magician will never be successful, no matter whatever amount of skill he may attain. So as commanded by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam drops the stick. The Quran says, just as theirs became suddenly snakes, فَإِذَا هِيَ تَلْقَفُ مَا يَأْفِكُونَ. Suddenly the snake swallowed everything that was there. فَوَقَعَ الْحَقُّ وَبَطَلَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Truth became vivid, manifest, evident. وَبَطَلَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Batil was finished, defeated, destroyed. Those magicians were left speechless, spellbound. إِنَّا نَعْرِفُ السِّحْرَ وَأَنْوَاعُهُ. نَحْنُ أَسَاتِذَةُ الْفَنِّ وَنَحْنُ أَئِمَّةُ الْفَنِّ. Who can teach us more magic than this? Really, this makes us think that this is not magic. هَذَا لَيْسَ مِنَ السَّحْرِ. إِذْ مَحَلَّ فَنُّنَا أَمَامَ هَذَا وَذَابَ كَمَا يَذُوبُ النَّدَى أَمَامَ الشَّمْسِ. Our magic was defeated. It vanished. It melted like how the dew melts in the sunlight. At once they had accepted, realized, understood, and had accepted from the bottom of their hearts that this is but a Nabi of Allah and this is a divine miracle. I go direct to the words of the Quran without any delay. Listen, my listeners, what Allah has to say with regards to that magicians. فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ. فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سُجَّدًا. قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ هَارُونَ وَمُوسَى. Those magicians fell down in prostration, and immediately in one voice they said, we bring iman on the Lord of Harun and Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Allahu Akbar. What an embarrassment. What a disgrace for Fir'aun. Now he doesn't know how to handle the situation. They fell in sajda, and in such a sajda that in the Hashia of Jalalain, with reference to Tafsir Sawi, it is written, Imam Sawi rahmatullah alayhi writes, هَذَا مِنْ غَرَائِبِ قُدْرَةِ اللَّهِ. This is the unique power of Allah. حَيْثُ أَلْقَوْ حِبَالَهُمْ وَغِصِيَّهُمْ لِلْكُفْرِ وَالْجُحُودِ. That few moments ago, they had dropped their sticks and their ropes in opposing the Nabi, in challenging the Nabi, in combating with the Nabi. ثُمَّ أَلْقَوْ رُؤُوسَهُمْ بَعْدَ سَاعَةٍ لِلشُّكْرِ وَالْإِيمَانِ. But after that, in few moments, they dropped their heads in prostration, in submission to the divine message of the Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. فَمَا أَعْظَمُ الْفَرْقُ بَيْنَ الْإِلْقَائِينَ. What a vast difference between the two incidents where they dropped their sticks to oppose the Nabi, and in moments later they dropped their heads in submission to the Nabi. And further he writes, لَمْ يَرْفَعُوا رُؤُوسَهُمْ حَتَّى رَأَوُوا الْجَنَّةِ وَالنَّارِ وَالْعِقَابِ وَالثَّوَابِ وَرَأَوْا مَنَازِلَهُمْ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. They did not lift their heads until Allah, to his complete power, in that sajda showed them Jannat and Jahannam. They witnessed it with the naked eye. And one step ahead also, my listeners, not only Jannat and Jahannam, Allah showed them their own abodes in Jannat. Now when they seen their abodes, what form of difficulty can prevent them when Iman has entered the recesses and the depth of the heart. Bashashatul Qulub. This is Iman. When it enters into the heart, it is like a nail. The more you knock it, the further goes in. Let's see how Fir'aun reacts to this. The entire crowd, there's utter confusion. People are screaming. People don't know how to react. All the magicians have now become the army of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Fir'aun says, إِنَّ هَذَا لَمَكْرٌ مَكَرْتُمُوهُ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ لِتُخْرِجُوا مِنْهَا أَهْلَهَا. It says that you people were planning with Musa to drive us out of this land. فَلَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. I will show you what I will do to you now. إِنَّ سِهَامَهُ إِرْتَدَّتْ عَلَيْهِ. The Mufassirin have written that his arrow came back onto him and it hurt him and it injured him and it harmed him. And what does he say? قَالَ آمَنْتُمْ لَهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ آذَنَ لَكُمْ. You have accepted Moses' religion and the religion of Musa without me giving permission. Can we imagine the embarrassment? Can we fathom the disgrace? Allahu Akbar. So he threatens them, and what does he say? لَوْ قَطِّعَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ. I will cut your right hand and I will cut your left leg. وَلَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ فِي جُذُوعِ النَّخْلِ. And then I will crucify you on trunks of palm trees so that everyone can see. See what? وَلَتَعْلَمُنَّ أَيُّنَا أَشَدُّ عَذَابًا وَأَبْقَى. So that you will know what is the outcome and whose punishment is more severe, my punishment or the Lord of Musa, and whose punishment is more lasting, mine's abaqa adwam, forever, mine's or the Lord of Musa. I will cut your right hand and I will cut your left leg, and then I will hang you so everyone can see the outcome and the end result of violating my orders and denying me as the deity and my power. There is total confusion. And this is the only thing he can threaten them with, that is death. هُوَ آخِرُ سَهْمٍ فِي كِنَانَةِ الْمُلُوكِ. Which is the last arrow in the king's quiver. I'll kill you, what else can he do? But these people had become believers. He has not realized that they were not ordinary people now. وَتَلَقَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ السِّيَامَ كُلَّهَا بِجُنَّةِ الْإِيمَانِ وَالصَّبْرِ. They withstood all those arrows of Shaitan, of Fir'aun, and all those threats of Fir'aun with the shield and the dal of Iman. So what did they say? When Fir'aun threatened them with all this, immediately they said, La ضَيْرِ إِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا مُنْقَلِبُونَ. Allahu Akbar. Respected listeners, they have only brought Iman. They have just accepted Islam. They are new Muslims. But look at the level of Iman that has come into their hearts. That today, after being Muslims for 30 and 40 years, wallah, we still cannot make the statement that these people made at the time they accepted Islam. And what is the statement? قَالُوا لَن نُؤْثِرَكَ عَلَىٰ مَا جَاءَنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالَّذِي فَطَرَنَا فَقْضِ مَا أَنْتَ قَاضٍ إِنَّمَا تَقْضِي هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا إِنَّا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّنَا لِيَغْفِرَ لَنَا خَطَايَانَا وَمَا أَكْرَهْتَنَا عَلَيْهِ مِنَ السِّحْرِ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. They accepted Iman and their action and their statement became Dawat. قَالُوا لَن نُرَجِّحَكَ لَن نُؤْثِرَكَ. O Musa, we will not, O Fir'aun, we will not prefer you over the clear signs that have come unto us from our Lord, and we will not opt for you or prefer you over that being Fatarana Khalaqana, who has created us. Now this is the real thought-provoking statement which strikes the heart and makes those tears come out. Faqdi ma antaqad. O Fir'aun, you are talking of the right hand and the left leg. We are telling you, cut both our hands and both our legs. Do as you wish. Kill us, hurt us, injure us, persecute us, disfigure us. Go ahead, who's stopping you? إِنَّمَا تَقْضِي هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. Let it be known to you. You can only harm us or persecute us in this world. Your harm is limited. We have brought Iman on Allah. إِنَّا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّنَا لِيَغْفِرَ لَنَا خَطَايَانَا. We were the first people to bring Iman on Allah at this congregation and at this gathering. أَنْ كُنَّا أَوَّلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And we hope from the kindness of our Lord, لِيَغْفِرَ لَنَا خَطَايَانَا, then He pardons our sins. وَمَا أَكْرَهْتَنَا عَلَيْهِ مِنَ السِّحْرِ. And that you had compelled us and you had made it compulsory upon us to learn the art of magic. This great crime and transgression which you got got us involved in. We hope and we beg and beseech our Lord at these moments that we have accepted the Lord of Musa and Harun, and we turn to Allah that, oh Allah, you protect us and assist us. Wallahu khayrun thawaban, and Allah's reward is better than you. Wa abaqa, and his azab is more and everlasting if he is disobeyed. O Fir'aun, let it be known to you, no amount of difficulty can stop us. No amount of problems and hardship can stop us from this iman. We have tasted it. This is exactly what the Sahaba of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did when Hazrat Khubayb radiallahu anhu was about to be assassinated and everyone had gathered there. And then he says those few couplets. Can we imagine how calm he was that at that moment when he's about to be assassinated, he is compiling poems. Allahu Akbar. You and I cannot compile poems in the comfort of our house when we are at ease and we are in a stable condition. He knows that in the next moments he will be dying. And at that time he says, فَقَدْ جَمَّعُوا أَبَنَاءَهُمْ وَنِسَاءَهُمْ وَقُرِّبْتُ مِنْ جِذْعٍ طَوِيلٍ مُمَنَّعِي إِلَى اللَّهِ أَشْكُو كُرْبَتِي ثُمَّ غُرْبَتِي إِلَى اللَّهِ أَشْكُو كُرْبَتِي ثُمَّ غُرْبَتِي وَمَا أَرْسَدَ الْأَحْزَابَ لِي عِنْدَ مَصْرَعِي فَذَا الْعَرْشُ صَبِّرْنِي عَلَى مَا يُرَادُ بِي فَقَدْ بَذَّعُوا لَحْمِي وَقَدْ بَانَ مَطْعَمِي فَلَسْتُ أُبَالِي حِينَ أُقْتَلُ مُسْلِمًا عَلَى أَيِّ جَنْبٍ كَانَ لِلَّهِ مَصْرَعِي وَذَلِكَ فِي ذَاتِ الْإِلَهِ وَإِنْ يَشَأْ يُبَارِكْ على أوصالي شلو ممزعي فقد جمعوا أبناءهم ونساءهم. The kuffar have gathered young and old, and it's moments of excitement and joy for them. وقربت من جذع طويل ممنع, and they have made me to hang on this tree. إلى الله أشكو كربتي ثم غربتي, I complain to Allah of my weakness and my feebleness. وما أرسد الأحزاب لي عند مصرعي. Then he turns to Allah and he addresses Allah and he says, oh the being of the throne, فذل عرش أي عرش والي صبرني على ما يرى. Give me complete sabr on all the evil intentions that they have with me, O Allah. And then these couplets come in Bukhari Sharif. فَلَسْتُ أُبَالِي حِينَ أُقْتَلُ مُسْلِمًا, I am not worried and I am not bothered so long as I am dying for the pleasure of my Allah. عَلَىٰ أَيِّ جَنْبٍ كَانَ لِلَّهِ مَسْرَعِي. He focused towards Qibla. So they said, turn him away from Qibla. So he said this couplet, so long as I am dying towards Allah, turn me in any direction. أَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. Whether east or west, north or south, Allah is everywhere. هُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. And I hope from my Lord that he will shower barakat and blessings on my scattered organs after my demise. Immediately they have accepted Iman. And they have given their lives. That is why Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi says, in the morning when the sun had risen, Allah's enemies and magicians, and in the evening when the sun had set, Allah's friends and martyrs, radiyallahu anhum. That Allah Pak makes mention about the martyrs in the Quran. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا. Don't ever say that the martyr is dead. He is living and Allah is providing for him. Not only that, they go ahead and they start inviting towards Allah. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَأْتِ رَبَّهُ مُجْرِمًا فَإِنَّ لَهُ جَهَنَّمْ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَا. That person who comes before Allah as a transgressor, as a criminal, Jahannam is his abode. He will never live and he will never die. لَا يَمُوتُ, he will never die. That is clear. It is in the mention in the Quran. لَا يُقْضَى عَلَيْهِمْ فَيَمُوتُ. And he will not live because the life that he will live is not alive. Allah says, well, I haven't got time to go into the detail. Maybe in the lessons to come, I'll discuss it. When the Jahannami will be thirsty and he will ask for water, وَسُقُوا مَاءً حَمِيمًا, he will be given such hot water. فَقَطَّعَ أَمْعَاءَهُمْ, it will burn his intestines. كُلَّمَا أَرَادُوا أَن يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا مِنْ غَمٍ أُعِيدُوا فِيهَا. Every time they will try and escape from Jahannam, there will be angels standing at the doors of Jahannam. عَلَيْهَا تِسْعَةَ عَشَرْ, that will knock them on their heads and send them back into Jahannam. When the water will be brought to them, such hot water, يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهَ, that will burn the faces. بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ, Allah says, the most evil drink. يتجرعه ولا يكاد يصيغه. He will try and drink it. ولا يكاد يصيغه. أساغ يصيغ إساغة means to drink something and enjoy it. ولا يصيغه, not to drink nicely. ولا يكاد, he won't even come close to enjoying it. He won't able to swallow it. He will go through so much pain and agony. ويأتيه الموت من كل مكان. Death will come to him from every angle. So much pain and agony. وما هو بميت. He will never die. He will carry on in this condition. تلفح وجوههم النار وهم فيها كالحون. Then they will tell Malik, who is in charge of Jahannam, Ya Malik, ask Allah, يخفف عنا يوما من العذاب. Tell Allah to take us out of this azab for one day. After 1,000 years, they will get the answer. And the answer will be, إنكم ماكثون. Don't open your mouth. اخسوا فيها ولا تكلمون. Don't ever ask. كلما نضجت جلودهم بدلناهم جلودا غيرها ليذوقوا العذاب. Every time the layer of skin will be burnt, it will be replaced by another layer. And this will continue 1,000 times a day. Allahu Akbar. They will carry on in this condition. أحاطوا نارا أحاطوا بهم سرادقها. The tent will be of fire. لهم سرابيلهم من قطران. The clothes of fire. And above them, لهم من فوقهم ظلل من النار. Everywhere, nothing but fire. So these magicians are giving dawah that we want to die with iman. The one who disobeys Allah, that is his abode. ومن يأتيه مؤمنا قد عمل الصالحات. And he who comes before Allah with iman after doing good actions, Jannat is his abode. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a fraction of iman these magicians had. And may Allah instill within us that same zeal with which these people left the world. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Speak of those ayat where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes mention of the iman and the level of iman in those magicians and how they fell in submission to the divine message that was brought by Musa alayhi salatu was salam. And they made it known to Fir'aun that no amount of torture and persecution can prevent us from the kalima la ilaha illallah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes mention in the hadith that a time is to dawn upon you, O my sahaba. Ala wa innahu sayuwalla alaykum umara. In ata'tumuhum adallukum. Wa in khalaftumuhum qatalukum. Relevant to this situation, just to understand this hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such rulers would be put over you to govern over you. In ata'tumuhum, if you will be obedient to them, adallukum, they will lead you astray. Wa in khalaftumuhum, and if you will disobey them, qatalukum, they will kill you. So sahaba ikram said, qalu madha nasna'u ya rasulallah. O Nabi of Allah, may Allah protect us from such a situation. But if we find ourselves in a plight or in a predicament of this nature, how should we conduct ourselves when such a